It is a Mike Calp the show. 1025 The Bone. Hello. This is something that I've seen a bunch of times on Facebook, and I keep forgetting to talk about it. By the way, I'm not supporting it. I think it's dumb, but it's still funny. When you die, if you choose to be cremated, you know they can launch your ashes into space.
Awesome.
Okay.
There are companies that will take you out on the water.
Mm-hmm.
There are companies that will melt you into jewelry.
Right. Ooh.
There's all sorts of things. There's a company now that will take your ashes, compact them into what looks like a capsule.
Mm-hmm.
Like a thicker, kind of like a 3-inch capsule. Insert it inside a dildo. And then seal it, and then you are able to continue to make sweet love to your dead husband.
Dead husband?
Or partner.
Oh, yeah. To you. Okay, I got you.
Long after he's gone through the use of this apparatus. I don't know who would do that. I do know a woman that used to be married to a wrestler that said sometimes she pleasured herself with his action figure.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's intense.
I think she did it as a joke, but she said, you know, it's, when he's gone too long, she uses the action figure for some loving.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think that that's the other thing is a little bit crazy.
Oh, absolutely crazy.
But there are people that would buy that.
Maybe.
Evidently.
Yeah.
It comes in a whole, hold on, let me see if we can listen to the ad. You want to hear the ad for it?
I think Joey's showing it right now.
Oh, that's Van Halen. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, it's just music, but it says, I'm gonna do it from the beginning. This blown glass dildo holds the ashes of a dead lover. It's part of a memory box. For widows nostalgic for lost love. I think widows is... It has a scent diffuser, so his smell will linger.
Ooh.
Speakers so that you can play music, maybe your favorite song. Put your iPod right into the speaker box. A tiny compartment for treasured mementos, like his wedding ring. And then a Dutch artist made the dildo and gives you a key so that only your key can open up the memory box. You can get his smell, and you can get 21 grams of him jam-packed into the dildo. Then you can jam-pack the dildo.
Or you could continue to live your life and have sex with other men.
One of the boxes even included a poison cigarette in case you wanted to join your lover.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I think there's some liability there.
Well, you can't give somebody poison.
Not in Freaky Deaky Dutch Land where they're making these dildos.
Yowza.
What in the world?
I know. I miss you.
Yep.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
I would do the tree thing, you know, where you can get your ashes put into like a special pod that, and then you plant it under a tree and then the tree grows from your ashes.
And then you bang the tree?
Yeah.
You could.
I'm not even opposed to some sort of...
regrowth?
No, just like a little... Not an urn. I don't need that much. Just a little piece in something in the house. Like maybe a frame.
Yeah.
With a little bit of, I don't need to see the ashes, but a little jewel with the ashes in the frame or something.
Frame is actually not a bad idea because then you could have a picture of your loved one in that frame and make it all sparkly and glittery like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually, I don't know if they have that yet, but that's
I don't need to smell it or.
Yeah, oh no.
I don't need to hear the music or.
The frame is constantly dusty. It's dusty all the time.
Yeah, that's just, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
I can't see some girl getting down with a big old underfigure action figure.
Yeah, that's
Undertaker action
figure. Oh my God. Spoiler alert.
He's already dead.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like that.
That's way better than the. Look, there it is on Bone TV. I'd want more of me in there, I think. If you're going to do it, fill it up.
Well, they should just put that part of you in it.
Oh, God.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, Carter. Yeah. That'd be great.
But then it would just be, because, I mean, it wouldn't be that many ashes, you know.
No, there's no bones in it.
Yeah.
So it'd just be crispy,
but
crispy ween.
Yeah.
Also a good name for crispy cereal.
What do you do if you date a girl and she's like, oh, my husband passed away a few years ago, and you're like, that's cool, and then like 6 months later you stumble upon this box, and you're like, what is that? And she's like, this is my...
I'd be like, you want to have a threesome with your husband?
Oh, no.
My God. God.
That'd be the only way I'd do that kind of threesome.
Oh, dude.
Me, you, and your dead husband.
And then she opens it and the scent diffuser, and you're like, oh, what is that?
Yeah. Some Neil Diamond playing in the background. Every week, Galvin gathers his thoughts, and he creates what is called the open letter. If you are ready, Galvin?
I'm ready.
We have a brand new open letter from Galvin. Here we go.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that buy and sell things online. Dear people that buy and sell things online, seriously, listen. I love Amazon. Maybe a little too much. It's so easy and convenient to buy stuff and have it delivered right to your doorstep. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that could buy something new on Amazon for $20, who search eBay to buy it used for $18, or people that use Craigslist and risk their own life by meeting some lunatic in a parking lot to get it for $17. Are you really willing to possibly get murdered to save $3 on a used sewing machine? Certain things are totally acceptable to buy used. A car, musical equipment, a bowling ball. What you shouldn't buy used is underwear, a toothbrush, or sex toys. Do you know that eBay had to make a rule that you can't sell body parts on their website? Let me say that again. eBay had to make a rule that you can't sell body parts on their website. Do you know how many people had to try and sell body parts before eBay was like, we gotta make some sort of rule or something? Who's trying to sell body parts? A bag of hair, human teeth, three fingers off a white male's left hand? Shut it down! So, now you can't sell body parts on eBay. So what do we do as a society? We create an entirely different internet.
Right.
That you have to have a special creep password to access so like-minded people can use it to buy a baby or find someone to murder their math teacher. American ingenuity. USA!
USA! USA!
Now, I'm assuming that Americans invented the dark web just because that seems like something we would do, just so we could save money on a live kangaroo that we can keep in our house. I'm all for saving a few bucks, but not if it means you're going to be abducted by a guy in a van who's pretending to sell something on Craigslist just so you can be chained to his basement wall and kept as a sex gimp. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to people that buy and sell things online.
Can we find someone to come in here and show us how to get on the dark web?
Oh, I don't think
don't we you can. Have any friends,
I
Spanish?
Do it here.
Yeah, you can't do it here.
Oh, yeah, we can.
No,
let's
you can't.
Not do it here.
I think you have to have special software.
That's well, listen, I'm not asking you. I'm asking somebody who knows how to do it.
Okay. You're in trouble.
To get us by. Well, I want to buy three fingers on the left hand. Yeah. I need to know where to go.
Well,
can you find out Spanish? It's
yes,
your job.
I will absolutely try to find someone who will get us on the dark web here.
No try. Do.
In the studio.
Somebody on the phone lines is going to tell us how to get on the dark web. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I need to know. I don't want anything. I just want to look at it. I want to, well, maybe I do. I want to see what's there.
You're going to want
drugs.
Stuff. Yeah.
I don't want drugs.
Guns.
Rocket launcher.
I got guns. I don't want to buy guns.
You don't have a rocket launcher.
I don't need one. If I did, I can go buy one from Shooter's World.
Can you buy a rocket launcher?
You can buy grenade launchers.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, because Bruce actually said to me, you don't have a grenade launcher yet? And I went,
oh my
you
God,
do? He's
what?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah, he did. So now I'm going to get one.
What?
I bet you could get like... I guess you wouldn't need this, but I would look into like HGH on the dark web.
No,
know?
I wouldn't need it.
Oh,
you.
Yeah.
For my physique.
Yeah.
You can buy a baby.
You can buy, you
I'd
can
buy a baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it
buy
came with papers.
Yeah. You
want to
buy a gorilla?
No.
Yeah. A tiger? Baby tiger?
Don't buy any animal you can't beat up.
What papers are you getting with the baby?
like where it was from and that it's registered.
Just a
got
piece
all the
of,
shots.
Yeah.
Registered.
Like, I don't they have like a baby registry?
No, then you just get a piece of paper that says thanks written in handwriting on it.
Here's your baby.
No, I want one that says like you to whom it may concern did not steal this baby.
Oh, they stole it.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, they stole it for sure.
Oh look, here come all the dark web people. Is this a girl? Haley, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Oh man, if we can get a girl nerd in here, that'd be awesome.
I don't know about like coming down there, but it's not hard at all. You basically download an app. You don't need any special software. You basically, you have to hide your VPN or whatever it's called. You have to get on a virtual private network and then you can access it from there. So I downloaded, I was on it on my phone. I downloaded this app called Torbot and it's like a Tor browser, whatever the heck that was on there. It's pretty terrible. They have a lot of marketplaces, like, you can buy children, like, you can buy all kinds of guns. I went on there just out of curiosity, like, I just wanted to know.
But you know, get on there. You know you're on a list now that you went out of curiosity. They were watching.
I know. I was on there for a short period, and I was thinking, like, oh, this is really sketchy, but...
Let's be honest. You were looking for something. You wanted something.
Honestly, I was watching this documentary about Backpage or whatever and how terrible it is, and they, like, traffic all, all these children. So I was like, okay, is this a thing? Like, you can really, like, find children. So I was probably doing the worst thing that you could do, but...
You were on it looking at children for sale?
Bro, I just wanted to know if it was real. Like, no shame. And it totally was. I clicked off it immediately, and I was like, oh, my freaking God, and I...
Yeah, you know you're on a list now.
Absolutely.
All right.
I know. And now I'm giving them, like, voice evidence, but anyway.
No, that's right. Look, clearly you're just doing it for research.
Don't buy baby supplies for a few years.
Yeah. That's right. If you start buying diapers, they're going to keep an eye on you now.
Yeah.
Hey, so what was the craziest thing you saw on there?
Craziest thing I saw, besides the children, the craziest thing I saw was, I don't know.
Hold on. When you say children.
Like, in its purest form.
But when you say children, I could literally get on there. 12
years old.
I can say would like to buy me an 8-year-old and I can find one?
So there's this specific, like, black markety website. There was Silk Road a while ago, but it got shut down, so now there's this one called Aurora.
Right.
Whatever. So we go on there. I was on there, and they have a whole, like, section where, you can pay to go meet up with a child or whatever. All different kinds of categories, but I think the craziest thing I saw was, like, drugs. And it's purest form. Like, you could buy vials of whatever, psilocybin.
I love that you just said you could find a child, and the craziest thing you saw was pure drugs.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. I don't want to be caught up in your FBI conversations. Pretty sure they got you traced now.
I got some information from a buddy of mine who may or may not have bought some fentanyl on the dark web. And he said...
His name is Joseph DeSanto.
He'll be dead soon.
You got to get a Tor browser.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's an encrypted browser, and you could search things on the dark web. But he says the problem is that the government is all over the Tor browser. So as soon as you download or even search on Google for Tor browser, T-O-R browser, you're immediately on the watch list.
Look at Brone TV on the watch list.
Oh, yeah, there it is, yeah.
Yeah, but I would like to go... Listen, what I don't understand is... If you got a place where you can go and buy kids, then how are they not just all day setting up sting operations to go save these kids?
That's a great question.
All day.
Yeah.
When I used to work in Miami, I used to work with high school kids, and they'd go, that's a crack house, that's a crack house. And I'd be like, if these 10-year-olds and 15-year-olds know where the crack house is, then how do the cops just not go roll up in the crack house?
I just think it's
all
like
part of the system.
A scene from the movies where now the cops or the FBI tells you, we got to wait to get the big fish. That's why we don't get all the little ones.
Right, like that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal where he saves all those prisoners. They're like, man, boy, you just messed up our investigation. Let's see what these people know. Sherman, that's not your real name. Sherman, what do you know about the dark web?
Well, it's not as sinister as everybody's making it out to be. The Tor browser is right. Spanish is right.
Can you or can you not buy kids on it?
Yeah.
That's sinister enough.
No. But, I mean, in other words, you can use it also so people can't follow you and track where you're going on even just to Amazon to see what you're buying. It's a way to get around without being then followed and figured out so they know what advertising to shoot your way and everything like that. It's not as sinister as everybody makes it out to be.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the person and how you're using it. Like, if you're using it for specifically that reason, why don't you want them to track you?
Yeah.
Why don't you want to see those ads?
I want Amazon to tell me that I need to buy a grow house and whatever else.
Yeah, but what if I visit, like, a Democrat Party site or something, and I'm a Republican or something? I mean, it could be many ways.
Oh,
what if
You just want privacy is what you're saying, for your privacy.
It's for privacy, that's
shady.
All
right, what are you buying on the dark web?
I've never bought anything on the dark web.
What are you looking at? Duck porn?
I just checked it out, and I read about it, and I do have it downloaded on my browser, and I use it if I'm going to I want privacy.
I got you.
That's all. And I'd like to, we give up too much privacy in our world.
I'm with you. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate
privacy. Privacy, like you don't want them telling you how old a person has to be to have sex with you. We gotcha.
Keep your rules out of my sex fantasies.
Listen, if I'm in love with an 8-year-old,
who are you to tell me? Elliot, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What do you got, Elliot?
So in regards to the dark web, on the one hand, I do think it's good for privacy, but I wanted to share my experiences in the early days before it was filled with the FBI. Okay. So I have an acquaintance who may or may not have purchased illegal substances from the dark web, and that was a weird process.
Why? So you get on there, you find cocaine, or what were you buying, meth?
No, it was, he was just buying psychedelics, weed, innocent stuff.
Okay.
And then there, you know, there was all kinds of listings on the dark web too. It's really funny. It's kind of an open secret, but there's a lot of stuff for like hitmen and stuff, like contract killing.
Yeah, wet work.
Open secret that it. Yeah, wet work, and it was all an open secret that it was kind of fake though. And usually they would just ask for half up front, and then they'd take off with your half.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
That would kind of be their. Yeah, because it's like half of $50,000, and it was Bitcoin back then. So people were, it still is, I think, people were buying with Bitcoin, and that was back when Bitcoin was like $5 a coin.
Right.
So. But, yeah, so I had an acquaintance who had just purchased illegal substances and didn't think it would work. And then, you know, package shows up on the doorstep. And I was like, are you going to open it? He's like, no, you can't touch it. You let it sit for a week, and you got to make sure no one tries to show up and, like, ask you to sign for it or something. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, so I saw a thing one time where they got it rigged where if you open the package, it automatically alerts the police that the package has been opened, and then they have every right to rush in and arrest you. Which is weird.
No, it wasn't even that complex. They would just send an officer disguised as a postman to your door. And then when you signed for it, they would just pop out like to catch a predator and arrest you.
Oh, man.
And there were stories of it happening all the time. And that's why it was kind of you're never supposed to sign for a package. Because if you didn't sign for it, you had plausible deniability that you didn't actually order it.
I signed for anything that comes to my house.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mr. Clark, this is for you. Let's see what we got. Well, let's open it up. All right. Well, I still would like to get in there and just look around.
I mean, you can still. If you just, there's the, I don't, I wasn't, I couldn't hear if the other person told you the program, but it's just called TOR, Tor.
Yeah.
And it's not illegal to get on the dark web, and you're not going to be put on a list or anything, as long as you're not, like, ordering things.
You're on
the
list.
It's difficult, because there's not really a dark web Google. You kind of have to, like, find the websites and look really hard for them.
I'm gonna buy a couple of kids, I think. I'm gonna give them freedom. I don't think anybody be mad at me.
No, yeah, you should be fine. Explain it to the cops that way.
Right.
I'm gonna set them free.
Well, I'm not gonna live with them.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the tent that Carmen gave me.
Yeah, just buying them isn't wrong.
Right. Just buying them, and then I'm just gonna let them be homeless. Mm-hmm. No biggie.
No, I'll give them home. I'm gonna live in the tent. I want some land that I own somewhere. The kids.
Just keep
at night we hunt, so
nowhere.
don't go past this line. We're hunting, not you. No, I don't know, but I think that if there's some sort of child kidnapping ring where they're selling children, they should be working on that every day.
You would think, yeah, sure.
I don't believe any of it. It's all nonsense. It's all lies.
It's real.
It's a web of lies.
It's real.
It's a dark web of lies.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.